Schaefer Landit here with Norwalk Superintendent, Norwalk School Superintendent Sean Holloway, and we are recapping the most recent two board meetings, both in January of 26. And we'll start with you guys discussed now two draft calendars for 26-27 school year, with winter break being the biggest difference that I saw there. What feedback kind of are you hoping to gather from kind of staff and families from that before you're able to make a final decision? And then also reviewing budget processes for that same timeline. Just tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so our master calendar for the 26-27 school year really is a corresponding dates calendar or mirrored calendar this year. And the only proposed change that I brought to the board between draft one and two is rather you have a full 2 week winter break. And calendars are a little bit interesting because everybody wants everything, right? They want a 2 week winter break, but they also don't want to go to school in June. And last year in June we received some feedback that it's not real popular, right? And so do you try to work on that on the front end type of thing? So the first time I brought that to the board, they asked me to kind of survey a few of our neighboring schools, and it appears that the other Warren County schools that are comparable in size, they go to school 5 days a week, are all planning to have a 2 week winter break, and then I think that's pretty well the norm across the metro. So I would guess that's will be where we land, and then next year we have a rotation that's on about a 4 to 5 year rotation where we'll look at our calendar and look at the way we do conferences as well. So we'll kind of do a deep dive into that next fall. Budget process overview. I think this will be a standing item you'll see here for a while, right? We run that through our subcommittees and really just want to make sure we not only have all of our board members that are comfortable with our budgeting process and those numbers and what the plan is, regarding our staff and enrollment and all of those things, right? And that's something that you just want you'd be transparent about, right? And so shows up 3-4 meetings in a row. And so our budgeting process, we go through our director level people and our building principals, and people can request different things, and we've kind of streamlined that a little bit in the past couple of years, just based on where our enrollment's at. Obviously there's not as many dollars to add positions, right? And so really what we're trying to do every year is right size our district, and for Norwalk for a long time that's been only in one direction, and that's adding. But we've also really tried to take a hard look at, as different, student populations go through, say third, fourth grade, that factors into the number of third and fourth grade teachers you have, right? But then the same thing in activities, right? There's some ebbs and flows in activity level in different sports and activities. And, we just, again, want to make sure we're, taking a critical look at all of those things and trying to use our resources the best way we can.
Well, let's revisit the bond referendum, kind of the preparation you guys are doing for that. You approved a contract with the Donovan Group to support that, the bond referendum communications. That's been moving along kind of as we've been talking about over the last few months. And then you also approved agreements tied to the future transportation building and land purchases with that. How do kind of those pieces fit in for those who really haven't been following along, and where we're at right now?
Yeah, so for our transportation building, I think the key piece that we want our general public to understand is we're currently renting space from the city of Norwalk, right? So we rent space from them in the Public Works building, and that's been that rental agreement's been in place for a long time, but that lease comes up in 2029, and the city of Norwalk's also growing, right? And so, they've been really good to us, and but it's come time where we need to go out and buy land, which we've done. We're in the final stages of finalizing that agreement, you know, so we'll have land in place. And so then it was really, you know, seemed like a good opportunity to go out and do an RFP for architects to see if, you know, there's services that, you know, maybe just some fresh blood in there in terms of, you know, a critical eye of what maybe we want to do. And so, you know, we signed a contract with SVPA for the architect services for the transportation building, but then also renderings for the bond referendum pieces as well, you know, to be able to give people visuals of what the other portions of the bond referendum will be. You know, and then obviously SVPA's hope is they do a really good job, and we want them to, you know, be the architects on the next elementary building. So, you know, there's a real need for that transportation building. It will be part of our bond referendum, and then would be the first project that would happen, you know, if a yes vote is secured. The biggest item on there would be the next elementary. You know, last year our board spent a lot of time going through whether to stay grade alike, go neighborhood schools. Ultimately, they chose grade alike, you know, and so, you know, that will be the biggest piece on the bond referendum. Then a couple other things would be hitting facility off of the new concession stand at baseball softball field, an artificial turf practice field across from Warrior Stadium, property that we currently own, some HVAC work at Lakewood and Oviatt, and then some safety security work at each of our buildings, for instance, AI weapons detection software, but then also, you know, some hardening of the exterior, window film that would make it much more difficult to break a window and, you know, for a bad guy to get in. You know, so that's kind of the bulk of what we're looking for, bond referendum. We, you know, the board did agree to sign a contract with the Donovan Group. That's a marketing firm that has, you know, been successful across the state, you know, helping school districts get through a bond referendum and really just trying to, you know, put us on a good timeline, good trajectory, you know, make sure all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed and all those good things, right? And so we'll have our first meeting between Donovan Group and the architects and ourselves to really start putting together, you know, our plan of attack for communication for bond referendum, which I would say, you know, really what the public will probably see is kind of a, you know, kind of a nice gentle roll into that communication, things like this, that, you know, this interview would be an example of that, right? We've talked about bond referendum, but, you know, I would say we haven't, you know, really gotten to the stage of, all right, we're going to market it and really get it out to the general public. And again, I think that's what the Donovan Group helps with, right, is that timeline and maybe when that's most effective and those types of things.
I did want to ask about the operational approval of including on-call custodial services, and then there is also a private nursing support in that as well, but mostly the custodial services is something like I saw on there, like nighttime events, weekend events, stuff that people don't really see or people kind of forget about. I broadcast the games and they're always there after I am, so yeah. It's an important job for sure, so just some insight on that a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I think you get into the winter season and spring season and just the number of events that are happening at night and on the weekends. And we for sure want to give all of our custodial staff the ability to have overtime if they want it, right? But the number of events we currently have, I would say some of those overtime hours are on an involuntary basis, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think, you know, this custodial firm would be able to help with that. You know, at each event, we'll also have our people there. I think Nexus would be an example, right? That's an event that takes up most of the building and is a long day for everyone. And, you know, that would be an example of where, you know, this firm and our folks would work together to, you know, help keep the building the way we want it to look. In terms of the nurse, really, that's just an agreement with, you know, so some of our IEP students have medical needs. And that's just an agreement between, you know, the individual student and then the nurse. And so, you know, we also have to be part of that agreement. So that's really a no dollar agreement, you know, for the district, but is a service and a need that a particular student needs.
Finally, I just did want to ask about you. I forgot about it for a second, but Nexus you brought up. I got to see that program in its infancy, you know, the very first year, and that's been 5-6 years now for the district that it's been going on. Can you talk about just a little bit about how you've seen that benefit the community since you've been here, and just kind of a little info on that. We'll talk to the chorus department later on, but just your perspective of that event and what goes on there.
Yeah, you know, I spent some time at Nexus last year, and I think the takeaway is, as with most events, right? Like, the success doesn't just come from school employees. I mean, clearly they're a large part of that, but you know, the Booster Club and the Music Boosters and parents and just the number of volunteers that it takes to run that event, and then really when you're just there as a you know, a spectator, right? It seems so seamless, but you know, there's a coordinated effort behind that end product, and you know, I think as a school district, it just there's so many places where without our community, you know, parents, just volunteer support, things would look a lot different. And so, you know, to me, that's one of the blessings about Norwalk and our community and our people.
Thank you very much. That's Norwalk School Superintendent Sean Holloway.